Now, folks, this requires a lot of faith. This is not him looking at the stars from Los Angeles, okay? He sees every star very plainly. There's no smog. So God tells him to go out, look at the stars, count them, number them, and he's saying, hey, look, this is how your seed shall be. Amen. So in the mind of Abraham, he's thinking to himself, but I'm still childless, though. How in the world are you going to produce and give me this many children if I'm already old and we haven't even gotten started yet? Okay. He gives him a pretty grand promise. And look, aside from the fact that he's old, more importantly, we see that Sarah is old and therefore she is sterile. Okay, she's past the time to be able to produce. She's incapable of producing offspring. And so obviously that poses a problem. But we see in verse 6, it says, and he believed in the Lord, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It's pretty amazing. So even though, you know, the circumstances seemed impossible, even though it seemed contrary, even though it seemed like it's just not going to happen, what did Abraham do? He believed God. Amen. That's a testament to his faith. And look, folks, sometimes we get on these Old Testament characters who had a lapse of faith, but just be reminded, they didn't have the canonized Bible like you and I do. They didn't have the testimonies of the Lord of people who had a relapse in faith or obeyed God. We do. We have all the testimonies of the Lord. We're able to read these stories and increase our faith because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We have all these stories already completed in 66 books known as the Word of God. They didn't have that. So guess what? That required a lot of faith. And this is one of the reasons why they call Abraham the father of faith. Has a lot of faith to say, all right, well, I'm just going to believe you then, God. If this is what you say, if this is going to come to pass, and what you say is going to happen, if you're saying it, God is not a man that he should lie, amen? Amen. He's believing him, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, we know that, obviously, he's going to have a lot of physical children, and even his children are going to have many physical children throughout the generations to follow, but this isn't what he was referring to. When he talked about the children being as the sand of the sea or the seed being as the sand of the sea, what he's actually referring to is spiritual children, okay? Now, go to Galatians, if you would. Hold your place there in Genesis. And go to Galatians chapter number 3. You see, one thing we need to understand is that God often is working in the background, right? He's working in behind the scenes. He has other plans, and he has a bigger picture. We often, as Christians, often focus on that which is immediate. What is the short-term result? Where is the reward now? Where is this now? Whereas God sees in the future, you know. He sees what the plan is going to become, what it's going to be. And so this is what we see taking place with Abraham. Yeah, he's telling him, your seed shall be as the sand of the sea or the stars of heaven, but what he's actually referring to is spiritual children, people who will be saved in the years to come. Look at Galatians 3, verse 13. It says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, what promise is he referring to? The promise that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one unto thy seed, which is Christ. Now there's people out there that want to teach that when Abraham blessed when God blessed Abraham and he said, hey, I'm going to give you seed, they refer to that as physical descendants known as the Jews. This is obviously a false doctrine. It's not true. You know, the Jews are not God's chosen people, and Genesis 12 is not a valid portion of Scripture to use to try to prove that, because Galatians 3 defines what Genesis 12 is talking about, and it's referring to those who are of Christ.